This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the most beautiful names. So call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these names. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, says, إن لله تسعة وتسعين اسما ما أتى إلا واحدا من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names out of His names, which are infinite. If a Muslim does ihsa for these names, he will enter Jannah. And the scholars explained the verb ahsaha. Some of them said addaha. He memorized them. He counted them. Some said, Ahsaha means to understand them the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood them and his companions. Because we know in the Ummah now, people who negate the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say Allah doesn't have any names nor attributes. For understanding them properly, the way our righteous predecessors, the first three praised generations, understood them. Also, ahsaha means To live them. لكل اسم عبودية. Every single name of Allah has a servitude for you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this name. You have to exercise that servitude. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ismullah al-Aziz. The name of Allah al-Aziz. And I'm telling you, if you actually ponder and reflect upon the name of Allah al-Aziz, you find the Ummah so desperate to live that name. The name of Allah al-Aziz, the attribute of Allah al-Izzah, honor, dignity, due to power, al-Izzah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of a chapter called the Safat, He described Himself to be Rabbul Izzah. Subhana Rabbika Rabbul Izzah. Glorified and exalted your Lord, the Lord of Izzah. If you want Izzah, Allah is the Lord, Allah is the source. Don't seek Izzah anywhere but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kana yuridu al-izzah falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. Whoever is seeking izzah, honor, dignity, self-respect, that you have an opinion about who you are and what is your purpose of your life and what you're doing here. You're not a wishy-washy, you just follow this and that. Whoever seeks izzah, Allah is the source of izzah. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Look at the Muslims right now, brothers and sisters in Islam. Seeking izzah in what? In mimicking, like chimpanzees, mimicking non-Muslims. وَصَدَقَ نَبِيُّنَا إِذْ يَقُولُ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will follow the footsteps of the nations before you. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ, inch by inch, ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ, arm length by arm length. Look at this. وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوا. Of, just go and visit the Muslim world. If they enter into a lizard hole, you will do like them. In the Muslim world now, we see our youth walking around and showing their underwear. Well, look at our dude here. Izzah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the hypocrites in the Quran, بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. Let the hypocrites know that they will receive a painful punishment. Why they are hypocrites to begin with? Look at this. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. They ally with the disbelievers, with the hypocrites like them, with the disobedience. They ally with them. They seek their friendship. Look at. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Are they seeking izzah, honor, dignity through them? You know, you really live this when you walk at the airports. And of course, alhamdulillah, I always say, tell you this, and I know you're getting tired, that this is how I travel. And I know the brother facing me is a Muslim. I know that. I can tell his looks, he's a Muslim. So I'm facing him, you know. So he walks away, he looks like this. He doesn't want to say salam to me. He's afraid. He would rather have me wear a necklace and maybe putting gel in my head, and I think I will be more befitting.
Izzah.
Brothers, this is what got wrong. And Umar made it crystal clear. Crystal clear. And we talk about Jerusalem all the time. Hadith al-Mustadrak ala Sahihayn. When he was traveling to be handed over the keys of Jerusalem, him and his assistant were riding in one mule. And out of justice, they have to alternate. You take turns, I take turns. Fair. Not because you're my servant, I'm going to humiliate you. Subhanallah, when he arrived Jerusalem, it was his turn to be walking. In some of the wording of this hadith, he was grabbing the reins of the mule and his servant on the top of it. And he is walking. Abu Ubaidah, stop, please. No. Stop. We can't do that here. Abu Ubaidah, we were the most humiliated of all races. Wallahi ya ikhwa al-Arabi, wallahi al-Arabi, the Arab had no mention before Islam. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the perfect nation for this deen. Allah chose the perfect nation for this deen. Just initially. Because listen, Al-Arabi la yasluhu illa bid-deen. An Arab without deen, forget it. Forget about him. They tell you that, okay, when he drinks, he kills himself from drinking. He wakes up in the morning, he drinks. At night, he drinks. He drinks 24-7. When he smokes drugs, 24-7. He will kill himself. When he commits adultery, he will kill. But a non-Muslim, look at the non-Muslim. He drinks 7 o'clock in the morning. He's going to wake up and go to his job. بس العربي لا يصلح إلا بالدين. An Arab without a religion, and this is the way it is with everybody, but especially the Arabs. فعمر is telling him, كنا أذل قوم. We were the most humiliated of all people. How did we get the عزة? فأعزنا الله بالإسلام. Because of Islam, here we are, taking over the Roman Empire. فما أحوجنا يا إخوة. الإنسان يلجأ إلى العزيز. That you seek refuge with العزيز. And you align توالي من أعزه الله. العزة belongs to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. When that quarreling happened between al-Muhajirin wal-Ansar, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the hypocrites, he said, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. When we go back to Medina, the honorable will expel the humiliated, meaning that we will expel the muhajirin from Medina. Allah answers, لله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. To Allah belongs the izzah, to His Rasul, and to the believer. Brothers and sisters in Islam, allow me in 15-20 minutes to reflect upon this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz. The name of Allah Al-Aziz was mentioned 92 times in the Quran. 92 times in the Quran. And most of the times mentioned in a combination. The most common combination, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. عزيزا حكيما. Why There is a wisdom behind it, ya ikhwah. Because in a human scale, you may find somebody who's aziz, mighty, but he doesn't have hikmah. He lacks the hikmah. They tell you power corrupts intellect in a human scale. When you have too much power, it could corrupt you. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Absolute power without wisdom. And you will find that absolute power normally that lacks wisdom in the hands of people who are in leadership. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. He would abuse that power because he lacks the wisdom. In the other hand, you may find someone who has infinite wisdom, but he doesn't have power. He's wise. He can tell you the solution for the problem of the Muslims in 15 minutes, in a lecture. He can tell you what we need to do, but he has no power. He lacks the power. But Allah, Aziz, Hakim, both. Because normally they tell you in a human level, a person becomes intellectual, becomes wise, infinite wisdom comes because of weakness, that you don't really have a lot of resources in Allah. That's why the philosophers and philosopher, they go into their seclusion, he goes into a cave up there, and he develops that wisdom. But how much he has in his pocket? Probably not even a cent. So what are you going to do with that wisdom if you don't have power to implement the wisdom? Allah, that's why over 50 times Azizun Hakim. The next, in spite of Allah being almighty and powerful, the next combination, Azizun Rahim. And also those two, when you see somebody who's mighty and powerful, normally they lack mercy. Their hearts are what? Yeah, wipe them off, bomb them, get rid of them. But Rabbul Alameen wa Azizun Rahim. Well, they tell you that, you know, when kings, like very soon, whoever it is, Hillary or Trump, so when they take on office, they're going to have something called inauguration. What is inauguration? When they sit, I don't know if they do that anymore, but when they sit on the throne, when he sits on the throne. So basically he sits in the throne and he has all these marching forces just to show up. Everybody, I'm the king. Get down. Nobody there challenges me. He can't. I'm the king. This is a day of show of power. The kings of this world. But look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose in the throne, He chose one name. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. The most merciful rose in a way that suits His majesty. Ar-Rahman. He chose one name that I'm going to be merciful. عزيز رحيم عزيز غفار غفور. That's the next combination. يغفر. It's a beautiful name, يا إخوة الله. ما أحوجنا إلى اسم الله العزيز. So that we find عزة. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are three meanings of the name of Allah العزيز. The first meaning, an-nadrah. No one is like him. A person can only be aziz if he is one of a kind. Allah is aziz because laysa kamithlihi shay. No one is like Allah, aziz. There is anybody like Allah? That's why Allah is aziz. When you see something of a kind, some entity, some object, just of its kind, you say Aziz. Aziz. That's why pearls, even though there's plenty of them, but expensive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one like Him. Once it comes to His divine essence, once it comes to His names, once it comes to His attributes, no one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one, ya ikhwah. طيب, the second meaning, might, power. And subhanallah, ya ikhwah, was reflecting on this just yesterday. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon Musa in the desert, in Sinai. We know that the story of Musa, that he was born in Egypt. The Pharaoh wanted him killed as a baby. That's why he killed all the newborn children. And actually after he grown up, he wanted him killed too, after he killed accidentally the Egyptian. And he fled to Madian. So when Musa coming back from Madian, in Surah An-Naml, the first thing that Allah said to Musa, Ya Musa, O Musa, Innahu ana Allahu al-Aziz. I am Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. They tried to kill you twice, man. I saved you. I protected you because I am might. I am powerful. I overrun, I overpower, and I cannot be overpowered. Imagine the Pharaoh killing all the newborn just to kill one child who is to be the deliverer of Bani Israel. Look at the Izzah, look at Allah al-Aziz. Pharaoh, you will bring that baby up for me in your palace. You will provide for him. Look at the brothers of Yusuf. They wanted to get rid of him. Initially they wanted to kill him, then they plotted to throw him in a well somewhere. And that is why you find that verse in Surah Yusuf, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah has full control, full power of His affair. But a lot of people know not. They do not know this. Imagine the same brothers, years later, they go to Yusuf in Egypt. Help us. Help us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they expelled him from Mecca. Get out of here. They called him all types of names. All type of names. All types. Sorcerer, crazy. He comes back. Aziz. Brothers and sisters in Islam. You know when you're making dua, it's so important to know that you're calling upon Al-Aziz, the all-powerful, the almighty. Nothing, wallahi ya ikhwa, nothing can come in the way of Allah to answer your dua. And this is why one of the greatest obstacles for our dua to be answered is you having reservation about the dua. You thinking that Allah is not going to answer this dua. وَلَذَلِكْ أُدْعُ اللَّهِ. Call upon Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. While you're certain that Allah will answer you. شوف Ibrahim towards the end of his life. Look at this. At the end of his life. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق. I have Ismail and Ishaq now. Look. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَاء. Your Lord hears the dua. Allah hears it. Yeah, He may answer it in a way that benefits you. That's why He is Azizun Hakim. Maybe you're asking for what will destroy you. Look at this story. It talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim one day he said, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. Oh Allah, can you show me how do you resurrect dead people? How do you give life to dead people again? Allah said to him, Awalam tu'min? Aren't you a believer in this? Qala bala. Are you going to be a believer without believing in the resurrection? That's a big issue. But like they say, ya ikhwa, certainty, yaqeen has three levels. Yaqeen has three levels. I'll use that watch right here as the parable. The first level is ilmul yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty. You haven't seen the watch. I tell you, I have a watch behind my back. We believe you, because you're the imam, you shouldn't be lying. Yani, some extent. Ilmu al-yaqeen. Now there is another level of certainty, which is what? The eye of certainty. Ayinu al-yaqeen. Here it is. Ayinu al-yaqeen. See it? It's a watch. But there is a third level, which is the highest. Haqqul yaqeen. What is haqqul yaqeen? Touch it, feel it, wear it. For Ibrahim, he knows that Allah resurrected the dead, but he wanted what? He wanted to upgrade. He wanted to move to level two, which is what? Arini, make me see how do you resurrect the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, listen, O Ibrahim, I will make you do it. I will make you elevate to the third level. Haqqul yaqeen. I will make you touch it. You go. Khudh arba'atan min at-tayr. Take four birds. Shove them in pieces. Mix them together. Thumma ja'al ala kulli jabalin minhunna juz'a. Place some of that meat on different mountain. Thumma ad'uhun. Then you call upon them. They will come flying to you. Look at the end of the verse. Wa'lam. Wa'lam. Be informed. Anna Allah Aziz. Aziz. You can ask anything. Anything from Allah. But remember, he's Aziz Hakim. He may not give you exactly what you're asking, because huwa Hakim. It may not be good for you. The third meaning, brothers and sisters in Islam, of Ismullah al-Aziz, you can only find protection with him. And no one will protect you against him. Al-Man'a. Can I say this again? If you want protection from any object, any enemy, any entity in the face of this earth, the only source is Allah. Meanwhile, if you seek protection with any entity, with any object, Allah will get to you. قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. Ask them who owns, who possesses the realm. Who's in control of everything? وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ. He's the one who protects. وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. And no one can protect you against him. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the issue of al-kuffar, the mushriks? They think that these idols, these gods which they worship, it will give them izzah, it will give them protection from Allah. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. They took beside Allah idols, gods, whether Jesus, the sun, or whether the cow, whether the tree, whether the moon, they think that these deities will give them izzah, will give them protection, will give them immunity No. كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضد. العزة belongs to Allah. المنع من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Brothers and sisters in Islam, how can we obtain the izzah? How can you be aziz those 60, 70 years you're going to live in the face of this earth? Wallahi ya ikhwa. Wallahi ya ikhwa. Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wal hadith fi mustadrak al-hakim ala al-sahihayn. Hadith Abi al-Abbas, Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu anhu. Ya Muhammad, he said to him, Ya Muhammad, عش ما شئت فإنك ميت. Live as long as you want to live, you will die. وأحبب من شئت. Love whomever you want to love. One day, whether you're going to dislike them again or whether you're going to leave them. فإنك مفارقه. مفارقه في الدنيا بالبغض وفي الآخرة بالموت. شوف شوف. وعمل ما شئت فإنك مجزم به. Do as you please, you will see it in the day of judgment. وعلم, be informed, أن شرف المؤمن, the honor, the dignity of a believer is praying tahajjud at night. If you want to have a dignity, you want to be dignified, tahajjud. Tahajjud. Tahajjud at night. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be one person doing this in the day of judgment. One man out of all the human race going in front of the throne asking Allah to come in a way that suits His Majesty in order to begin judgment. Allah is telling him, if you want to get that praiseworthy station, position, هذا المقام المحمود يا محمد ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك. من الليل, pray تهجد at night if you want to get it. If you have an interview tomorrow for a job, pray تهجد at night. If you have a tough meeting, pray تهجد at night. Allah will give you that sharaf. If you have a test in school, pray tahajjud at night. Sharaf al-mu'min, qiyamuhu al-layl. Look at this. Wa'izzuhu, his honor, to stay away from the people. Not in the sense, istighna'uhu an-nas. You become needless of people. The first path to humiliation, when you start asking people, brother, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Can you give me this? Can you give me that? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step, izhad fima inda nas. This companion who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, direct me to an act which I do, Allah will love me and the people will love me. Look at this combination. It's normally hard. He said, don't be greedy regarding what the people have, the people will love you. Izhad fima inda nas yuhibbuka nas. No one likes you, by the way, if you go and say, man, that car, can you give it to me? Man, I like these glasses, can you give it to me? Man, I like your house. Come on, man. Nobody's. But subhanAllah, with Allah, Allah will love you actually, if you ask Allah. Ya Rabbi, give me this. Ya Rabbi, give me that. Ya Rabbi, give me this. Give me this. Give me this. Allah will give you. And Allah will love you. And renounce the dunya. Give up this world. Allah will love you. وَزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يُحِبُّكَ اللَّهُ. The first step, ya ikhwa, to be aziz. Stop asking people with no need to ask people. Stop. The second thing, ya ikhwa, ta'atullah. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you heard that hadith from Mila's khutbah. And he did this again. إذا تبايعتم بالعينة ورضيتم بالزرع وأخذتم أذناب البقر وتركتم الجهاد صلت الله عليكم ذلا. If basically that, those four meaning that you're not obedient to Allah. Do this, I don't do it. Do this, I don't do it. You're engulfed in disobedience. You're from the head to the toe in the disobedience. You don't pray five times a day. You're engaged in usury, adultery, all of that. Now, look. صلت الله عليكم ذل. Allah will humiliate you. Humiliation, ذل. لا ينزعه عنكم حتى تعودوا إلى دينكم. And this hadith really sums up the condition of the Muslims. If we come back to the deen, Allah will take care of us. Ta'atullah. This is number two. The third, brothers and sisters in Islam, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath on this. And normally, you know, taking an oath on something because we don't believe it. We don't believe it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي كبش الأنماري رضي الله عنه ثلاثة أقسم عليهن. Three things I'm willing to take an oath on. The one that you always hear us saying in fundraising, but we don't pay attention to the second. وما صبر عبد على مظلمة إلا وزاده الله عزة. You're being oppressed. Someone wronged you, especially you're able to go back at them, but you decide to be patient. But Allah will elevate you. Allah will give you izzah because of that patience. But you have to be patient. الصبر مثل اسمه مر مذاقته ولكن عواقبه أحلى من العسل. Sabr is like the object from it, it's derived. Sabr, ya ikhwa, derived from a subir, you know, a called cactus, something like that. It's very bitter. Mithlu sabr is like the object name from it, it was derived. Mur, it's bitter in taste. But the consequence of patience, sweeter than honey. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Being patient. عفو that you let go, brothers and sisters in Islam, that you pardon, especially family members, especially Muslims. A lot of us do have heavy hearts, and we may go into divorce and separation from our spouses because we don't want to let go, we don't want to forgive. Wallahi, this verse has a combination out of this world. What verse? يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O ye who believe, إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم. O ye who believe, your spouses, some of them, and your kids are your enemies. Some are your enemies. Watch, فاحذروه, warning against them. That's the first half of the verse. But look at the second half. What should I do? What should I do? وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا. One of these would have been sufficient. تَعْفُوا is sufficient. تَصْفَحُوا is sufficient. تَغْفِرُوا is sufficient. But Allah is telling you, عَفُوا صَفْح مَغْفِرَة. Let go. Don't say, I want to divorce her. She, I want to divorce him.
So you destroy the family. Let go. Let go. Allah, she humiliated me. A brother tells me, Sheikh, she tells me, divorce me if you're a man. You know, I want to show that I'm a man. طلقني لو انت راجل. A man. He want to show that he's a man. Okay, you're divorced. خلاص. Yes, inshallah, one day Allah will give you the strength and the power to show her that you are the man, not just a man. You are the man. But let go. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان الله يا إخوة القرآن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it a description. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ Al-Quran is a mighty, aziz book. Aziz in what sense? Aziz in what sense? لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ If you approach the Quran with a fair and just approach, without any preconceived notions, you will find the truth there. And it's aziz that it will not be changed at all. And the Quran gives izzah to those who learn it, who memorize it. Ahlul Quran. في صحيح الإمام مسلم and with this I close إن شاء الله عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه appointed an emir on Mecca called نافع ابن عبد الحارث فهي accidentally met him in a place nearby Mecca called عسفان or عسفان Being Amir al-Mu'mineen, he asked him, من وليت على أهل الوادي in your absence? Who did you appoint as your replacement, Amir, in your absence? To take care of the people. قال ابن أبي أبزة. ابن أبي أبزة, عبد الرحمن is it? ابن أبي أبزة. Who is ابن أبي أبزة that you make him the Amir of Mecca in your absence? قال مولى من موالينا. He's a slave of ours. So he looked at him and said, أتولي على أهل الوادي مولى. You're appointing a مولى on the people of Mecca. What's wrong with you? قال يا عمر. He said, يا عمر, إنه أعلم الناس بكتاب الله. He's the most knowledgeable of people of the book of Allah. قال أحسنت صنعا. You did the right thing. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ آخَرِينَ Because of your connection with the book of Allah, Allah elevates you. And because of your disconnect with the book of Allah, Allah brings you down. Approach the Quran, ya ikhwa, if you want izzah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله don't forget to give your Ramadan and weekly donations. Tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha I will have a lecture about the Day of Judgment, but please join Dar al-Tawheed in welcoming the Hujjaj back from Hajj. So there will be some refreshments and some snacks. So please join us, inshallah, in welcoming the brothers and the sisters who made it to Hajj this year. Welcome back, inshallah. And we'll have them tell us some of their stories, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Enroll now in the Taqi weekend and after school program. Classes are ongoing. Looking for male Quran teachers, please see the front office. Free woman tajweed class every Sunday from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. Lecture series 12 scenes from Judgment Day every Wednesday after Isha. Inshallah, the time has changed. The Islamic University Colorado branch, the Graduate Institute of Alims and Dua program. Inshallah, we're going to have a program on the 12th of November. Sheikh Waleed is going to come back. Please register now. Wa aqim as-salah.